Ajahn Chah mentioned know the mind within the mind. Is it just as effective to share Dhamma with a person who is actively dying, but the person is in a state of mental confusion or simply unconscious? Would their quote-unquote mind hear the Dhamma? Please share your experience. Thank you. Well, one of the things in terms of sharing Dhamma is it doesn't necessarily have to be an articulation of the articles of the teachings, in the sense of explaining to somebody who is dying and who is confused or maybe unconscious, sitting and explaining the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path and three characteristics of existence, and that might not be the most effective way to share Dhamma, but to be present for that person in a way that is kind, is considerate, is attentive to their needs, is solicitous for their well-being. That's sharing Dhamma, and to be able to calm them, soothe them in ways that don't necessarily, you don't need to even speak, but that's sharing Dhamma. If we consider Dhamma being truth or something that is of an ultimate value, so that a kindness and attention, especially when somebody is dying, to just be present with that person, to be willing to be a calm and friendly and kind of warm presence with that person. That's really important. Because as we're dying, then sometimes there may be that mental confusion or might not be conscious or seemingly conscious, but the actual presence of calmness or an anchor of well-being and awareness has a big effect. And sometimes it was just like that sharing Dhamma. Was it the story that Ram Dass tells of himself when his mother was dying, and he was kind of, he'd been a spiritual teacher for some time, and then he's presented with his mother dying, and he's trying to do the right thing and get her to be with her breath, be present, be with, so he's talking her through it, and trying to remember his actual name. Anyway, she didn't call him Ram Dass. Richard, yeah, sort of. She's laying there and say, "Richard, be quiet." it's those attempts to share Dhammas, quote unquote, being a calm and steady presence for for somebody who's dying is very valued. Also, sometimes, say as monks, oftentimes what we'll do is chanting when somebody's dying, when they're very ill. And there's something, I think, quite, especially if people are Buddhist or somewhat familiar, that the chanting can be very very soothing, very very settling, because it's it does bring one back to the just that recollections of Buddha Dhamma Sangha, the recollections of the teachings. And and sometimes somebody who has even been seemingly mental confusion. There's something about the process of dying that cuts through that at the end. Sometimes, and so that that's where it's even more important to be really present for that person, and it's a real gift.